There's a deserted theater down by the pier. And if you value your life, you won't go there. Or up in the balcony and down every row, a killer with a knife roams ready to strike.
Horror Stuff.
The unusual, the strange, the hideous, the shocking.
Horror Stuff.
Murder, vampirism, cannibalism, sadism, mutilation.
Live from North Carolina. Horror movie news, reviews, and the best in local music. Every week, with your host, Bobby Knipe, on Horror Stuff.
The vault of horror is about to open. You will learn its terrifying secrets, if you dare.
Horror Stuff.
Frightening to be ignored. You have been warned.
I want to play a game.
It's Bobby, and we're here with episode 7 of the Horror Stuff show. Basically, we're going to do this episode a little bit different because we've got the Music Saves Christmas event coming up Friday. So we're going to do a lot of stuff about the bands coming up, playing on Friday and all that, and talk a little bit about them. And all the music this episode will be provided by them. The song you just heard was from the band Dorsey that's playing the Music Saves Christmas event. And that song was called The Second Coming of Billy Mays. A little bit about Dorsey. Dorsey is from Kannapolis, North Carolina. Their MySpace is myspace.com/Dorsey/NC. Dorsey is Dorsia. Make sure to check them out at myspace.com/Dorsey/NC. They hail from Kannapolis, North Carolina, like I was saying. They've got Andrew on vocals, Justin on guitar, Tony on drums, and Mikey on bass. They actually just recently put up another song, Disposable Corpse. Really good guys. Going to be getting a few tattoos from Andrew, so looking forward to that. They're going to be playing, like I said, Friday, though. Definitely come and check them out. They're really good. About the show this week, I'll tell you guys a little bit about that if you guys haven't heard about it already. It's the Music Saves Christmas event, and basically what we're going to be doing is all the money and proceeds are going to be going to the Toys for Tots in the Charlotte area. So it's going to be really cool. We've got seven bands. We've got Betray Your Own, Labyrinth, Bring Forth the Body, Dorsia, Trapper, Foregoing the Future, and we just added With the Punches, which I'm pretty pumped about. It is this Friday, November 27th, 2009, at the DAV Hall in Belmont, North Carolina. If you need directions, you can send me a message to myspace.com/horrorstuffpodcast, or you can go on google.com and search for DAV Hall, Belmont, NC, and the address should come up. It's going to be $7 admission or $5 if you donate a small toy, such as like a Hot Wheels car or anything like that, as long as it's unopened. The doors are going to open at 6:30, and the show's going to start at 7 with Trapper, starting at 7. It is presented by us, and hopefully we raise a lot of money, and that'd be really cool. The schedule's going to go like this. At 7 o'clock, Trapper's going to take the stage, and they're going to play till 7:30. At 7:45 to 8:15, Bring Forth the Body. 8:30 to 9 is Dorsia. 9:15 to 9:45 is Foregoing the Future. 10 to 10:45 is Betray Your Own, and 11 to 11:45 is Labyrinth. And directly after Labyrinth, With the Punches will set up, and they're going to play. So that's going to be really cool. You guys definitely have to come out and check it out. I would definitely make sure I'm there as early as possible. You know, no earlier than 6:30, but I'd definitely be there at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Because if, you know, one of the bands gets done sooner or something, then the times might, you know, boost up a little bit. So definitely make sure you're there. It should be really cool. Everything is going really well. And, I mean, it's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to seeing how everything turns out and stuff, so definitely come out and check it out. Like I said, it's this Friday, and doors open at 6:30, show starts at 7. And please feel free that if you guys can't make it out and you still guys want to donate some money to the cause, you can donate to our PayPal, and our PayPal email address is horrorstuff@gmail.com. Just put that in, it should get right to us. Or if you're worried about it and you want me to send you the info, just go to our MySpace at myspace.com/horrorstuffpodcast. Send me a message and let me know you want to donate. Anything's appreciated, and all the kids will definitely love, you know, anything they get this year. So it's a good cause. Definitely help us out. But like I said, all the music we're going to be playing this episode is going to be from bands playing the show. And if you hear a band on here that you like, make sure to go to their MySpace and let them know. I'm sure they like to hear stuff like that. And better yet, come out to the show and support them, buy merch and all that. That's about it. Like I said, this episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to do an 80s review this week. I am going to do the main event still, though, and I'm going to do the main event review on a movie called Thanksgiving from this year, 2009. And it's one of the only Thanksgiving horror movies I could find, other than the Grindhouse, you know, special trailer of the Thanksgiving, Eli Roth, that apparently they're supposed to be making pretty soon, which I think will be pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm going to do a main review of 2009's Thanksgiving a little bit later. And, you know, in between, I'll go ahead and give you the news. And I'll play a little bit of listener feedback. And then we'll get to the review. But, anyway, we're going to go ahead and cut to a song from Betray Your Own, which, if you guys are fans of the show, you definitely will know Betray Your Own. We've played them a couple times. A little bit about Betray Your Own. They are a metalcore band from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And they've went through, you know, various members and everything, and to finally find the solid lineup that they've got right now. They've been around with their solid lineup since 2007, and they recently released a CD on October 22nd, 2009. And you can buy that on CDBaby.com, Interpunk.com, iTunes, and a bunch of other sites. They got a record deal recently with indie label Chokem Records, which is good fans of the show, and we're big fans of them as well. So definitely check out Choke 'Em Records and check out Betray Your Own, because their new CD is awesome. And like I said, they're going to be playing this Friday, so you can come check them out there too. So the next song we are going to play is actually a song we played before on the show. It's probably my favorite Betray Your Own song that I've heard. It's really good. Anyway, it's Betray Your Own. It's called Learn to Take a Punch. And after that, we'll be back with the Horror Stuff news, so make sure to tune in and enjoy the song.
What's up, everybody? This is Brandon from Betray Your Own. Check us out. We got our CD available online now. Help us out. And you were listening to Horror Stuff.
Yeah, the bell rings!
Hey guys, we're back with the horror news. This week was a really good week for news. A lot of really cool stuff came out. First off, with Scream 4, a lot of you guys might know that, you know, they're going ahead and making a Scream 4 and everything. It's been confirmed that Wes Craven is in fact returning to direct Scream 4, which I think is really cool. I like when everybody gets back on board. Neve Campbell said in a recent interview that she's pretty sure at this stage that Wes Craven is back on board to direct, and Kevin Williamson is definitely writing it, so it's going to be great. So, she's returning with David Arquette, Courtney Cox, so should be pretty cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. I recently rewatched the Scream movies and I actually enjoyed them. For all you guys that like Zombieland, I know if you guys listened to my podcast last week, I really liked it. A lot of people liked it, and it's pretty safe to say that a sequel's in high demand. And some big news came via Movie Hold this evening that reveals that Sony is actually interested in the sequel to the action comedy. And Ruben Fleischer is ready to roll. Actually, the original cast, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin, are also confirmed to return. But the big news is that Fleischer says that the next film will likely be in 3D. So that'll be awesome. I really look forward to that. I love the first one. Another really big bit of news that's huge for horror. One of the all-time greatest horror novels and feature films, The Shining, could be headed to sequel territory. So says directly from the author, Stephen King. Following a 15-minute reading of King's latest book, Under the Dome, legendary director David Cronenberg hosted a special question and answer with the author, who revealed to the audience that he plans on writing a sequel to The Shining entitled Dr. Sleep. So that's huge news. Other than that, Hatchet 2 casting news. They're definitely going ahead next with the Hatchet 2, which I'm pumped about because I really like Hatchet 1. Basically, they're getting ready to prep and get ready to start everything, but they're just finishing up the final kinks on Adam Green's other horror movie, Frozen, that comes out February 5th, 2010. So that'll be pretty awesome. I can't wait for that. I really like the first one. Apparently, there's still hope for Rob Zombie's Tyrannosaurus Rex that he's been wanting to make. It's not a horror movie. It's more of an action flick type thing, or along the lines of like Conan the Barbarian type thing. It's like an action thriller. So I'm actually looking forward to that. He keeps saying he wants to do this and he doesn't want his next film to be horror. So apparently maybe something will be like that. A lot of you guys might have heard about the Crow reboot that they're doing. They're completely remaking it, you know, but not necessarily a direct remake, but they're trying to reboot it and it's supposed to be a lot different. They haven't said exactly how different, but apparently when the Crow reboot comes out, it's going to be a lot different. Last little bit of news I've got this week is the Raven, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, that's coming to be made and everything. It's been leaked that director James McTeague, which did V for Vendetta and Ninja Assassin, he's directing it, and it's supposed to be a torture porn movie, which I don't understand how The Raven's supposed to be torture porn, but I don't know. It's interesting to see what's going to happen with The Raven remake now that it's entered the torture porn territory. Also, apparently, they're remaking The Blair Witch Project. I don't know. They apparently, you know, something was going to be happening with the Blair Witch franchise, because I'd heard several things about Blair Witch, you know, a new Blair Witch movie. A lot of people are saying it's not a remake, but apparently the name of the movie is called The Blair Witch Remake, and the film's about three experienced filmmakers who set out to shoot a documentary about a local legend. It sounds exactly like a remake, so I don't know if it's going to be an actual remake or if it's going to be like a fake remake on the original and something goes wrong. So I don't know, so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, we're going to go ahead and jump straight to another song. The next song we play is going to be from the band Bring Forth the Body. A little bit about Bring Forth the Body. As the other bands, they're going to be playing this week as well at the Music Says Christmas event. And they are from Concord, North Carolina, and they formed in early 2009, so they haven't been around too long. But they're looking to build their name as one of the best local bands that NC has to offer. So their first EP, titled Replication, is due to be released in November. And so far they have AJ Habrack on vocals, Spencer Starnes on guitar, Aaron Charlton on drums, and Stephen Caldwell on bass. So I like their sound. I'm really digging them. I think they're pretty young kids, and I think they have a lot to look forward to. So as long as they stay in there and stick to it, I think they'll do really good. You can check them out at myspace.com/bringforththebodync. And this song is entitled, let me see, where did I type it up at? A Desolate State of Being from Bring Forth the Body. So definitely check out Bring Forth the Body on MySpace and check out their song Desolate State of Being. And we will be back with, actually we're going to go straight to another song from Trapper after this one. So after Bring Forth the Body, Desolate State of Being, you will hear Dig Deep from Trapper. And then we will be back with a little bit of listener feedback. So you guys enjoy the song from Bring Forth the Body and Trapper, and we'll be back with listener feedback. Thanks, guys.
Tyler.
Hey, it's Mitch.
Hey, this is Josh.
And we're from Go in the Future.
And you are listening to Horror Stuff Podcast.
We'll be right back.
guys. That last song you heard was from the band Trapper, and you can check them out at myspace.com/TrapperNC. That song was called Dig Deep. A little bit about Trapper. They're a working-class hardcore band from Charlotte, North Carolina, and they consider themselves occult-influenced hardcore. They actually, when I was talking to one of them a while back, they were telling me how Trapper actually got their name from a Ouija board. So, and I think they got like their album name and stuff that they're coming out with from it too. So, pretty interesting. They got a couple new songs up on their MySpace at myspace.com/TrapperNC. So definitely check them out. And they're gonna have a lot of merch coming out. I think they're debuting their merch this Friday. So come out and grab some merch and or hit them up on their MySpace and yeah, get some there. Definitely check them out. MySpace.com/TrapperNC. The next little bit of stuff we've got to talk about is we're going to do some listener feedback. And we got listener feedback from Hard Stuff regular Derek or Gorzilla, which we talk about a lot. He's a real big friend of the show. And you can hear what he has to say and his thoughts on last week's episode. And after that, we're going to have a song from the North Carolina band Labyrinth, which I'm a big fan of Labyrinth. I really dig their music. You can check myspace.com/LabyrinthNC. And Labyrinth is spelled LabyrintHe. So check them out at myspace.com/LabyrinthNC. They have a few shows coming up. Really good stuff. They got some new songs up. Really good stuff, man. They got a new vocalist by the name of Mark. This song that we're playing right now here in a second is an older song with their older vocalist. But you definitely check out their new stuff because I think they have a much tighter sound and a better sound now that they got the new vocalist. I definitely like the way everything sounds with the new vocalist. Not saying the old vocalist was bad or anything, but the new vocalist, it just fits a lot better with everything. So definitely check them out. They're signed to Inner Strength Records, and they're really good. I love their sound and everything, and I'm looking forward to seeing them live this Friday. So come out to the show if you like them. Check them out at myspace.com/LabyrinthNC. Send them a message. Let them know you like them, man. And we're going to go ahead and play this song from them called Defiance. And like I said, it's an older song, so definitely check them out for newer stuff. But first, we're going to go ahead and do our listener feedback from Derek, followed by the song Defiance from Labyrinth. And then we'll be back with the main event review of 2009's Thanksgiving. So stay tuned, guys.
Hey, guys. Derek, a.k.a. Gorzilla. Just listen to Review 5 and 6, your podcasts, and they were great. Really awesome stuff, man. A couple of things I was listening to there, you did the review of Graduation Day, and yeah, it was really campy and cheesy, but I really couldn't call it the worst of what the 80s has to offer. That honor goes to the other one you mentioned, Don't Go Into the Woods Alone. That was horrible. That's what I call horrible. And add to that list, probably Sleepaway Camp 2 and 3. I mean, quite honestly, those were really bad. But other than that, everything on there was really cool. And like listening to the news and stuff, the Let the Right One In remake that you talked about, I'm kind of on the line with that. I'm not really against remakes, but sometimes just something should really be left alone. I think it was just an ultra-cool movie, and usually when we Americanize foreign movies, they come out kind of weak and watered down, like the movie Dark Water. That was a bad Americanization of a really good movie. You guys had mentioned something about Saw 6 in passing when you guys were talking about like the Poughkeepsie tapes. Saw 6 definitely gets back into the swing of things as far as whatever it lost during all the sequels. People compare it to like 1 and 2. It is that good. It does tackle kind of a subject that it's on everyone's minds, healthcare, which is kind of funny to say it like that, but it does. It deals with like the healthcare institution, and I think anyone who's against the way it's being run will really get into this movie. Other than that, yeah, don't really have a whole lot to say. I'm really only talking on the machines too much, but I also agree with your review on Zombieland. Zombieland was an excellent movie, really cool. Some people ask me if it was scary. No, not scary at all. But very, very entertaining, a lot of fun. Yes, the cameo that you mentioned was excellent. I thought it was like the icing on the cake, as they say. And I just really dug the way Woody Harrelson went on this hunt for Twinkies throughout the movie. That was great. Just his total outlook on things when it came to Twinkies. But keep up the great work, man, and I'll be listening more and more often. You guys really, really hit it on the head with a lot of things, and I really like listening to your show. So keep it brutal and keep it cool, and you guys take care.
guys. We're back with the main event review. This week we are going to review the holiday-themed Thanksgiving that came out this year. You should be able to find it, Blockbuster, Hollywood Video. You can go to Walmart and buy it, stuff like that. So you shouldn't have a bad problem. I know it's on Instant View on Netflix, too, so definitely check it out. We're going to go ahead and do a review of that, which surprised me a lot, actually. You look at the front of the cover, and it shows a turkey on the front, and it says Thanksgiving, and it says, gobble, gobble, motherfucker. And, I mean, well, let me tell you the synopsis first. Basically, the only synopsis they have on IMDb is a homicidal turkey axes off college kids during Thanksgiving break. So it's a killer turkey. So, you know, you go into it knowing that it's going to be ridiculous. You know? So, I went into it, and I started watching it, and when that first come on, I was like, oh my god, this is going to be bad. But then I started catching on. It was made to be really bad. It was made to be funny, intentionally funny, intentionally bad. And, I mean, if you go in thinking it's going to be a serious movie, you're going to be like, wow, this is horrible, because the acting's horrible, the effects are horrible, the whole premise is horrible, it looks horrible, all that. But if you go in with a sense of humor, you're going to love it. I thought it was hilarious. And, you know, if you have friends over, I mean, you'll love it. Basically, what happens is a turkey rises from the dead every 500 or so years and kills anything that comes near it. It's because, like, somebody did something to one of the Native Americans or something, and so they put a curse on it that all the turkey would rise, you know, and kill. So everybody that comes near it. So that's basically it. And these kids go camping in the woods, and it just so happens that, like, a day or two before that, this redneck guy's dog is peeing in the woods and knocks over this little stick or something, and then it comes up and all this stuff. So, turkey's on the loose, kills this guy's dog, and basically, the turkey can talk, too, and cracks jokes. But anyway, turkey kills this dog, and the redneck dude comes out and is like, you son of a bitch, and all this stuff, I'm gonna kill you. And it's so funny, man. And the turkey runs off. The turkey cracks hilarious jokes, like stupid puns. The acting is so ridiculous. It's funny. Like, that's all I can say. If you go in with a sense of humor, it is so extremely bad, it's hilarious. I don't want to give too much, but I mean, they'll reference House of a Thousand Corpses, and then they'll go to, like, trauma films, and then they'll go to, like, Toxic Avenger. I mean, dude, it's crazy. Here's a few little bits of trivia that I thought was pretty funny. The whole entire movie was shot in 11 days. The turkey puppet was designed and built by the director. And the title card, To Be Continued in Space, was placed there because of the filmmaker's desire to take the franchise straight to space rather than wait later in the series like other horror series often do. So he definitely wants to go straight to space with the turkey, which I think would be pretty funny. The creators also copyrighted the title Death Turkey as a potential title for an overseas release, as most countries are not going to celebrate Thanksgiving. Auditions were held in the director Jordan Downey's garage. There's no deleted scenes in Thanksgiving. The only scene shot that did not end up in the final film was a flashback dream scene completely improvised on set where Darren runs through a cornfield. Which, I think that's in there because I saw, you know, a part where they run through a cornfield, but I don't know. While writing the script and even through filming, creators Kevin Stewart and Jordan Downey always tried to come up with a name for the killer turkey, but nothing ever stuck. In the end, they simply referred to him as Turkey in the film. The character has since officially became known as the killer turkey. The opening scene was originally written and planned to be much more extravagant, involving an entire Native American and Pilgrim dinner scene. Time and money quickly ran out and the scene was never shot. Before deciding on Thanksgiving, creators Kevin Stewart and Jordan Downey tossed around another idea for a holiday slasher set during Easter entitled Eggstravakill, which would be funny too. Only the original hero head of the turkey puppet remains. The rest of the body and the additional heads were destroyed in the making of the film. The original mold has since been destroyed as well. Trying to think. Let's see. Ryan E. Francis, who plays Darren in the movie, is the drummer for the band Overrated. One of Overrated's songs can be heard on the radio when the kids are in the Jeep, which I didn't like the song at all. I thought the music kind of sucked in this movie. the central tagline, gobble gobble motherfucker, came before there was even a plot for Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving. Trying to think. There's a couple other things. Nothing real funny. Lindsay Anderson, who plays Kristen, came at the recommendation of Ryan E. Francis. The filmmakers first met her in a donut shop to discuss the movie only days prior to the shooting. And the film was unrated because the filmmakers could not afford a rating, which I think is funny. There's some gore in the movie, you know, horribly made gore. But like I said, everything that's bad about this movie, I think was on purpose. Because there's one scene where it has to be seen to believe. So if you guys haven't seen this, you guys got to see this to even understand what I'm talking about. There's a scene where, alright, the turkey is trying to find this girl. And so he goes to the dad's house. And knocks on the door, and the dad's a sheriff, which the sheriff is so bad. The only way you know it's a sheriff is they got a tan khaki, like tannish khaki-ish long sleeve dress shirt, put it on, and they stuck a badge on it. That's how you're supposed to know it was a cop. And they put this ridiculous big like shag carpeting mustache on him, and it's obviously fake, and it's hilarious. But anyway, the turkey goes to her dad's house to find her, but he puts those glasses with the nose, you know, the Groucho Marx type glasses, puts that on. That's it. Okay, a turkey with glasses. And puts it on, and the dad opens the door and is like, oh, are you a friend to hers and all this stuff? And doesn't, you know, tries to pass off that he doesn't even realize that it's a turkey, which is funny because you're like, come on, man, it's a turkey with glasses. But it's funny because he thinks he's a midget. And, I mean, it's hilarious. They have this hilarious scene where they're sitting at the table and they're drinking coffee. And it's just such an awkward, funny scene that, I mean, you guys will love. Chuck Lamb does a great job as the sheriff. Which, fantastic. He was hilarious in the movie. But anyway, he ends up getting tired of Sheriff Rowd, so he kills him. So he cuts his face off, puts it on his own face. The turkey cuts Sheriff Rowd's face off, puts it on his own face, ties it around with some string, and opens the door and pretends to be her father, and they believe it. And it's so funny, man. Like, you guys got to check it out because it's just so ridiculous. Sit down, especially with some friends. You guys will freaking love it because it's so ridiculously over the top. And it's hilarious. I mean, my wife, for one, was watching it. Well, she fell asleep and she'd wake up in the middle and she's like, oh my God, this is horrible. Which, if you look at it, yeah, you will think it's horrible. But if you go into it knowing that this is supposed to be horrible, it's supposed to be funny, and you're supposed to laugh at it, you guys will definitely enjoy it. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I don't know why anybody wouldn't think this is hilarious. I really definitely want to check this movie out like every Thanksgiving. It's definitely a movie that you should watch all the time because it's so funny. And don't go into it thinking it's a horror movie. Go into it with some friends and some beers and drink and have a good time, and you guys will enjoy this movie. Thought it was funny. I thought a lot of the stuff was hilarious. The one girl, though kind of annoying, Natasha Cordova, that plays Allie, though kind of annoying, she's pretty hot. Like, I thought she was pretty hot. She plays like the slutty girl, but she's pretty hot. And not to give away any kind of spoiler or anything, but the turkey actually has sex with her, which I thought was funny too. But apparently you can see the crew and equipment puppeteer in the turkey rape scene, clearly visible, so that was funny too. But anyway, I highly recommend this movie. I think it's hilarious. You guys will have a good time with it. Just please don't go into it thinking it, you know, it's a serious horror movie. Go into it just having a good time and laughing at it, because that's what they want you to do. So definitely check it out. If I was to give it a rating, I'd give it an easy 4 out of 5 for laughter, because I had a good time. I thought it was hilarious. You really never know what to expect next, because the turkey does everything. It's funny. But definitely recommend it, so check it out. Thanksgiving 2009. You can get it on Netflix, go to Walmart, it's out on DVD. I don't think it's expensive, so. Anyway, I guess that's most of our show. Like I said, the show is a little different this time. But, you know, all you guys that are out in North Carolina and South Carolina should definitely come out and check out the show Friday. And that's November 27th. The show starts at 7 and doors open at 6:30. It's The Music Saves Christmas. And I will recap those bands that are playing. Foregoing the Future's playing, Dorcia, Betray Your Own, Bring Forth the Body, Trapper, Labyrinth, and With the Punches. So, Should be a really good show. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. Tickets are $7 at the door, or if you bring a small toy like a Hot Wheels car or anything, you can get in for $5. So it all goes to Toys for Tots in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. So hopefully everybody can come out and check it out. I want to thank all the bands for letting me use their music on the show and for coming out to play that show Friday. I think it's going to be awesome, and they're doing a good thing, and you guys need to support them. So go to myspace.com/horrorstuffpodcast, and we've got all the bands on our top friends. You can go check them all out. You know, send them a comment telling them thanks, you know, for all they're doing, because they're doing a really cool thing for this and helping out everybody. So the last song we're going to play is from the band With the Punches, and they're from New York. And they actually just jumped on. They're from Newburgh, New York. And they just jumped on the show. They're getting ready to go on a tour. So they're wanting to play the show and try to sell some merch, you know, and, you know, try to get out because they didn't get to get out to Charlotte last time. So really cool guys. They're pop punk, really good pop punk. There's a lot of songs on their album that I've checked out that I really like a lot. I gotta say, probably my favorite one is Keep It Going or Burned at Both Ends, which I'm gonna play Burned at Both Ends, and it's off their debut album Keep It Going, which you can get online right now. And you know, they got an iTunes and everything, so you can go check that out on iTunes, or you can go to their MySpace at myspace.com/withthepunches. They're going on tour directly after our show. And they're going to be with some friends of ours, Caradale, which you might remember I mentioned a few episodes back. Really cool guys, really good guys. But definitely check them out. I mean, they're going from here in North Carolina all the way out to, so far, Pennsylvania and back, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas. Go to their MySpace at myspace.com/withthepunches and check out where they're going. And definitely check them out, because they're definitely worth checking. And yeah, check out this song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And we will be back next week, and we're going to do a few new things. Hopefully we'll have a interview and some cool music and stuff from Unaborted Memory, which is the newest artist signed to Chokum Records. So we'll have them, and we'll have a short segment on horror-themed clothing with Dandoval Clothing, Dance Hall Massacre, and also City of Horror. So definitely check back for that. And I guess we'll see you guys next week. Like I said, this song is from With the Punches, and it's called Burned at Both Ends. So enjoy that, and we will see you next week. So you guys have a good Thanksgiving, and hit us up on the listener feedback line. Later, guys.
You came here at all. Now I was sure that I had sent off my last long shot love letter 2 years ago, but I'm a sucker and it shows. So what? Ow! The party's over, make your move, or you'll regret this.
Deserted theater down by the pier. And if you value your life, you won't go there. For up in the balcony and down every row, a killer with a knife roams ready to strike.
Horror stuff.
The unusual, the strange, the hideous, the shocking.
Horror stuff.
Murder, vampirism, cannibalism, sadism, mutilation.
Live from North Carolina. Horror movie news, reviews, and the best in local music. Every week, with your host, Bobby Knipe, on Horror Stuff.
Horror Stuff.
Too frightening to be ignored. You have been warned.
Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central on Jackalope Radio.
Jackalope 105 FM.
www.jackaloperadio.com.